Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The VC Show is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. But you must be 21 or older.
The VC Show, let's go.
What's up, what's up? Welcome to the VC Show presented by Caesars Sportsbook on Omaha Audio. I'm Vince Carter, and you know who that is over there. Yes, Roz, Golden Woodhead. What's up, Roz? We're back at it. How you doing? Playoffs are here. Regular season is over. I know you've been busy, but like, now we really get busy, right?
We got to talk about it. I think the most interesting developments came out of the Minnesota with the Timberwolves, Rudy Gobert, sure. Kyle Anderson. You know, things get heated in the huddle. Words are exchanged. You know, the newsbreakers were able to get the nitty gritty. I mean, they had the word details, what happened in the locker room. I was like, dang, so is people just giving up all the tea on teams, huh?
Man, like, it's...
They giving up all the tea. I was like, how'd y'all think that was said?
You know, exactly. I'm like, how do you get like verbatim? Like, oh man, we heard the video. We heard the sound. Like, what?
Wait, like, who said what in the locker room? I'm like, yo.
They're giving it up for a couple of dollars now.
The tea is being given up to the exact detail. They had exact words, language. I'm like, yo, nothing is sacred. They said what in the locker room at halftime? But basically, if you didn't know, Kyle Anderson, Rudy Gobert, they're, you know, words exchanged. How about you get a rebound? How about you get a block? Shut up, and some cuss words, and keep calling people out of their names. Rudy gives a swing. It's actually Taurean Prince, who in my covering of the Timberwolves is one of the veteran respected voices on that team. And he stood up and kind of, his reaction was interesting too. He kind of pushed Rudy, you know, he didn't like
the other way. Yeah.
Situation. He didn't just say, hey, guys, stop. He kind of like gave Rudy a push back. So there's a lot to be interpreted on the moment. Rudy ends up suspended for a game. That keeps him out of the play-in game in LA against the Los Angeles Lakers.
The biggest game of the year for them.
They gave the whole kitchen and the sink and the bathroom and everything to bring Rudy Gobert in. It has not been his best statistical season. That may not reflect the effort and intention that I'm sure he has. And, you know, he did not make the trip to travel to LA to play against the Lakers. So What do you make of this situation? I guess we'll start from top. How do we reflect on what happened in the huddle? How is that going for players?
Heated discussions happen that happen all the time. And some get to where you're nose to nose. Sometimes you get pushing and shoving, stuff thrown at each other. It happens. You can't watch all the games so you don't see it, but it happens often. I've been a part of a few of those that has happened at halftime. I've been in a few back and forth. It's just, you know, it's a thing, and at least it shows that you care, you know. And we see it in the W, and with the Phoenix Mercury, we saw Tarazi and yes, exactly, Scully going after it. So it's just, you know, you love the competitive juices because it's you want to win, and that's what you're all about. I mean, you have to just be able to rein it in, say your piece. You have to, if you're gonna say it, you got to be able to take it, and then deal with it in the locker room. Deal with it at halftime, so on and so forth. And you know, Rudy Gobert came out saying, you know, he let it get to him, the best of him, and you know, he should have handled it differently. And you know, here you are, like you said, they gave the house, condo, and the dog. for my man, and he's not available, which they brought him in for is the playoffs and to be their rim protector. And now here they are in this situation. So, yeah, man, it's just, you know, for them, I hope they're able to just figure it out, lock in, and play their best basketball. I mean, that's a huge loss. Both of them, and the young man, like, what's the guy who broke his wrist?
Jaden McDaniels.
Like those are two huge losses because you need those guys. You're not looking for them offensively. Yes, you want to get something, but defensively is where they're the superstars.
Yeah.
So that's losing two superstars on that end of the floor, and it's going to hurt them a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, one, Rudy came out pretty immediately the next day and came out with an apology, a Twitter apology, so apologized publicly. And I think it did reveal something about the pressures this team is under, you know, in the sense that to play devil's advocate, there's a lot of eyeballs on this, unorthodox trade to put both Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert on the same team, give up a lot for it. The numbers and production weren't necessarily matching the expectation of Rudy, but also you've got to give some understanding that it takes time for these things to mesh for a large majority of the season. Karl Anthony Towns wasn't there. There have been injuries, players in and out. It's hard to find that rhythm with availability issues. And it seemed that even though the Timberwolves were struggling with turnovers, they were struggling with, you know, stickiness at the beginning of the season on offense and just figuring out their identity, there were bright spots in Anthony Edwards is having a career season. He's an all-star. And that in the midst of it all, here they are still, you know, in a playoff hunt. It seemed kind of ugly at some point this season, but here they are right back in it. And when you needed every bit of momentum and the team was finally starting to look like a whole version of itself with available players, and you got Conley in there who was bringing added support and comfort for Rudy Gobert, this is a distraction that's not needed and also hints at a pressure that maybe the team and Rudy is starting to feel. And it's just, it's a tough spot to be in. The timing couldn't have been worse. And you know, I do think that Rudy, people get, you know, lean in on Rudy hard ever since the COVID situation and the things with the microphones and then now this. And he's been put in some positions that isn't necessarily all his fault. He was the one put in this position. But I do think when Rudy slips up, people don't miss it. You know,
they don't miss it. That's a fact.
And to your point, Vince, they hurt defensively. Jaden McDaniels was developing as one of the top, like, on-ball options, you know, someone who could really be active on ball. Rudy, obviously, is a rim protector.
Ross, think about this real fast. Real quick. And those two guys take the pressure off their superstars on the offensive end. Now, you don't have to expect Karl Anthony Towns to go have to guard Anthony Davis, and he can go guard someone else because you know you need him offensively as much as possible. Same thing with Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is a very solid defender, but now you need him to put up points in the playoffs. And now McDaniels takes that pressure off him where he can go and guard someone else and then do his thing offensively. So,
I was actually surprised, you know, too, because you think about the impact Kyle Anderson makes for the Timberwolves. Coach Finch actually called him one of his smartest players, one of his most important players. Yeah. Like, he makes good basketball plays happen. He's a calming presence. So I was actually shocked that he was in the heart of in the heat of battle or heat of argument.
But that's what it is. It's the heat of battle, and it happens. Like, it happens. Like, I think back, like, T-Mac and I getting, you know, having arguments like that on the court, you know, about the game. I can think of Antoine and I in college having,
What were they like?
It was just about basketball play, and you have your point, he has his point, you kind of get it out, and you kind of move on. And, you know, you take it with stride, you take it as constructive criticism, and, you know, just like you're allowed to say your piece, they're allowed to say their piece. Sometimes, yeah, guys go take it too far or whatever, and that's when emotions jump into it. So, yeah, I mean, we could blame Rudy for doing too much. We could say Kyle Anderson did too much with how he went about it, being one of their veterans and their, you know, their leaders. So, you know, I'm sure they all wish they could take it back because of where they are right now in this situation. But, like, these things happen. They happen all the time. It's just unfortunate that it happened to this team. And when you say bad timing. Your very first bet with Caesars Sportsbook. It's on Caesars. Just sign up with promo code OMAHAFULL. OMAHAFULL. Then place your first bet. If you win, great. You keep your winnings. But if your first bet loses, you'll receive your stake back as a bonus bet.
21 plus only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 plus wagers only must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit $1,250. Must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas. Affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino. Call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be assessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY 467-369. Offer not available in Massachusetts, Maryland, and Ohio.
Kick your feet up. You can find us on all platforms. In that form, so be the hottest on them platforms. Your family now got you listening to what we talking about. The VC Show. Let's go. It's time to turn it out. The VC Show. Let's go. Let's go. The VC.
How concerned are you? Like, do you see that being a big deal for them as they go up against the Lakers? Should the Lakers have a problem with the Timberwolves without both Rudy Gobert and Jaden McDaniels?
They have what it takes to score with the best of them offensively. I mean, you're not losing some the threat offensively. It's defensively. So they could probably keep up. I don't think they will win this game. Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota will win. But if there's a fortunate thing for the Minnesota Timberwolves, they have put themselves in a position where if you're not going to be in the top six, the next best thing is to be seventh or eighth, because you'd have one, you just need one win, but you get two tries. You get two tries. So they're at least, you know, at least now after this is over with, you put it behind you, whether they win or lose, and you get at least Gobert back. I still think McDaniel's going to be a huge loss if they're able to get themselves in the playoffs, because you're going to need him. He's gone for the season, period. Rudy Gobert, you will get back. So yeah. I think that's where things get dicey for them, particularly in the West with the guards and forwards that they're going to have to see if they get in is going to be tough. So, you know, they've put themselves in a position where, you know, yes, this is unfortunate game, you know, for against this Lakers team. If they don't win, they still have another opportunity to get in.
Yeah. Do you think that there's an advantage, Vince, too, for Lakers players who all of those new guys like have ties to the Minnesota Timberwolves? They played for them. Like, is that something that might be added motivation for those guys now on the Lakers?
Especially for D'Lo, you know, more than anybody. You know, he was extremely animated when they played them just a time back ago, because, I mean, that's your former team. You want to play well, you want to beat your old team. Well, this is another opportunity not only to get yourself in the playoff, but to start to put your old team out of the playoffs. It's nothing like it. And this is a great opportunity and situation for him in particular. And you know, you're the Lakers. You don't want to be on the outside looking in. The NBA, the world, regardless of how you feel about the Lakers or LeBron or Anthony Davis, like, you know, you're going to either, as you know, in the media, we're either going to talk about the Lakers or people want to see them just because, to see what happens to their team. So, you know, the Lakers is always a good thing.
Okay, so, and any team that has LeBron James and Anthony Davis, like,
is that enough to play it?
Because this is the moment we've been talking about all season. Like, all season, when it comes to the Lakers, you know, regardless of who's been in and out, you know, even with players like Jared Vanderbilt, who people are high on, the energy and intensity that he brings, the activity, the fact that he makes things happen anytime he's on the court, it's just like instant energy. Or if it's Malik Beasley, who can come in and get on a heater.
Timely threes, absolutely.
All these different players that are exciting shifts and additions over the season. The main talking point we always came back to: Lakers have a chance in the playoffs if they have a healthy Anthony Davis and LeBron James. So now we are heading to the play-in. They're available. What does that mean?
And they're healthy.
And they're healthy. What does that mean for the Lakers and their run and opportunity to have a run in the playoffs?
It means that anything is possible. And it means that you have a LeBron James. Let's say, you know, first, we understand what LeBron James means to in the playoffs. You understand what he can do. You know that he can get you a win at 38, at 28, at 18. It doesn't matter. So they just needed to give themselves an opportunity, and they did that. They gave themselves an opportunity with playing great basketball at the right time. Like I said before, coming out of the All-Star break, this is when you want to play your best basketball and start peaking towards the playoffs. And that's what they're doing. They got the new guys in. Oh, can they develop and build at the right time? Well, they did that, and I think with LeBron being out, it gave those new guys an even better chance to understand the offense, understand what's expected of them. Then you implement LeBron, and, you know, things shift a little bit, change, but it's easier now because they understand it, and they're playing great basketball. So then there's Anthony Davis, who I think is their go-to guy, is their best player, is the guy that should put this team on his back, and that should be his mentality. If he adopts that mentality like he's been playing, they have a chance. They have a chance. And I say it before and I say it again, matchups matter. So if you don't get in the playoffs, they put themselves in those positions, in a position where they can do great things in the playoffs. Now, just imagine you worked all year to be the number one, number two, number three team in the West, and now you play against a team that has these guys that are, you know, all-time all-stars, all-time first teams every year, and they've gotten healthy, and they're not playing like, you know, this is not your typical 7th, 8th seed that you're about to see. So it's a great opportunity for them, and
look out, Memphis. Totally feel you. You're almost like the advantage at being a top seed is kind of weird in a season where, you know, you got lower seeds that are getting better as the playoffs approach, that are adding players that have been sneaky. Maybe it was an injury or consistency issue all season. And then they literally don't even know who they're playing. I mean, of course, there's a scouting, you know, team for each team and they're working on it. But there's something nice about, hey, last week, you know, the end of regular season play, you know, I'm gonna play this team and we can lock into that versus I got to watch playing games and kind of mentally adjust around that. And real quick, before we move on to the next matchup, like, let's take the mindset of a top seed, Vince. What's that like to, is it such a big disadvantage for these top seeds to not have the closure around who their opponent is yet?
Well, I mean, it is what it is at this point, because like, since the play-in tournament has happened, you work hard to be the number one seed. And at that point, you feel like you're the best team in the East and or the West Western Conference. So you're like, well, whoever gets this seed, you know, good luck beating us type thing. You know, it has to be a confidence thing. Yes, the uncertainty of who you're going to play. Yes, but the wonderful thing about this, it's not like you're playing an Eastern Conference team if you're a Western Conference. Like you're the Denver Nuggets. You're not getting ready to see who's the winner of the Hawks-Miami Heat.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You're seeing the winner of Timberwolves, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So now you have an idea who they are because you played them four times already. Yeah. You know, so you're already familiar with your opponent. It's just now tweaks for them offensively. How are we going to guard, you know, these guys, and how do we think they're going to guard us? And they kind of get an easy advantage because some of these teams are going into, you know, like Denver, they're going into healthy, not having to play a game. You're catching a team that's having to play an extra game, some of them two games. You get one more chance to scout a team of how they're playing right now. You know, because think like Phoenix. Phoenix set their stars down. You know what they're going to do. I get it. But now you're seeing, you know, the rotation, so you can prepare for the Lakers' exact rotation. You can prepare for whoever number eight is exact rotation. So those are the kind of the advantages. If you can flip it, you can say, yeah, people say, oh, yeah, but they had a game and they've been playing. So, yeah, it can go both ways when your team has been sitting a little bit longer. But you earn that right to be number one. You can deal with it because you have home court advantage, which everyone wants.
Okay, cool. These are all like dynamics of the new play-in system here, but let's move from the West to the East.
Real quick, Ross, how do you feel about the play-in? I was a little iffy when it got here, but I like it because of what it does near the end of the season now. You know, because I can recall being in a team that solidified a spot. You know, and still when you solidify a spot, you sit. But now you see teams who are in the 11th, 12th spot who's like two or three games out. You're seeing some great basketball because everybody's trying to get in for the most part. You know, there's some teams who said, no, we're not getting in, if you know what I'm saying. But we'll talk about that another day.
No, I mean, I think I like it. Like, I like the added urgency to the end of the season. And I like the opportunity for more parity, for a shakeup, for, you know, more games that mean something.
And more teams that feel like they have a chance still.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah, we're two games out. We just got, with five games left, two games out. No, yeah. We're going to still finish this season, like, strong. Like, and it's just great basketball.
Absolutely, 100%. And so let's take it to the East, where I know at least one team feels like, hey, if you're looking at records, you might get burnt because you cannot sleep on us. We're better than our record. And that team would be the Miami Heat. Recently had them at the end of the season and was speaking with Coach Spo, and he was like, we are a dangerous team. And they're going to go up against the Hawks, who you cover, Vince. And I'm curious what you make of the Miami Heat and Atlanta Hawks matchup. Who you got?
I do think this is going to be a very good matchup, but it's a scary matchup to me for the Hawks because of everything you just said and because of Jimmy Butler being Jimmy Butler. You can see the Jimmy Butler in the beginning of the season. You see the Jimmy Butler near the All-Star break because he plays well enough to where you think he should deserve to be an All-Star. Then you see Jimmy Butler ramping up into Jimmy playoff Butler, and then you see Jimmy Butler in playoff mode. So the last month of the season, Jimmy Butler is starting to kind of get in that playoff mode and kind of inserting himself offensively. And some of those hesitancies, I don't want to say hesitancies, but just some of the the plays where you see him just looking to just facilitate. Now it's like, ah, yeah, fake ball, fake. I'm getting fouls, finishes, and all of that stuff. Like, you think of when they played Philly, like he was ultra aggressive. He was guarding Joel Embiid. Like he was in playoff mode. Who the best player? Who's the hot player? Who has it going right now? I got him. Oh, and I'm going at somebody on the other end. That's what, you know, can the Hawks account for that? I think the matchup will probably be DeAndre Hunter early. And, of course, DeJounte Murray will see him. But, man, he's going to be a handful, and he's going to guard the best player. He's going to go out there and guard Trey. He's going to make things tough for Trey. So can they make shots defensively because of, like you said, they're scary, but they have a lot of weapons on the offensive end. Like, I mean, so can they guard is going to be the question. And it's this thing. It's one game to win. So yeah, they're going to look for the matchups and wherever they feel like they can succeed. They're going to put Trey in a lot of pick and rolls. I feel like they're going to get switches where they kind of try to post Trey up to make double teams happen to get to their shooters. Just imagine you have to double Jimmy Butler on a post, swing, and Tyler Hero's wide open on the backside, you know, or even Kyle Lowry, who's now healthy. You know, so they're going to be tough. And we can't, yeah, we didn't even talk about Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Who's a different maker.
Well, Vince, since you are very familiar with the Hawks, and this is a team that, you know, look, they pretty recently just had a whole system shift with a new head coach brought in Quinn Snyder. Like, you wonder, is that even enough time for a new coach to get his chemistry and meshing and system in place and play calling? That's a lot going on, not to mention a season of ambiguity, trade rumors, a lot of injuries, headlines that was hurtful to the team and players, that about, you know, drama coming out of the organization. So as somebody who, you know, covers the team, what would be your top keys for the Hawks to have a nice play in and perhaps playoff run?
Well, I'll say this. The question, I think, what Coach Quinn Snyder came in is, you said it, can they come together, buy in to his voice and his philosophies immediately? And will they hold on to a play-in spot? And they did that. They did that. And you can see that they're buying into his style and who he is. And that was kind of the question. And I think that's where all the eyeballs were kind of, you know, trending to, how did he and, meaning Coach Snyder and Trae Young, got along? And would that work, especially particularly with, you know, what we're hearing about, you know, the coach before that. So Coach McMillan. So I was very curious, and I was like, oh, I'm impressed. And that's, that says a lot about Trey, because it's a lot of heat, and it's easy to kind of, you know, just say, you know, I'm doing what I do. And he made it about the team, in my opinion. And because the team was still able to hold on. Now, the thing for them now is, Trey has to find the success from a couple of years ago. And to me, the success was being a facilitator early, getting guys involved, and being the superstar you need to be late. Now, if guys aren't going early in the game, that's when you kind of say, okay, cool, you got, I'll give you some time. Let me get going. But the Hawks, to me, have the most success when multiple guys are scoring, where it makes it hard to kind of shift your defense to Trey. When you allow DeJounte to get going, when you have some of your shooters, you know, when DeAndre Hunter's playing, when John Collins is getting the lob, or Clint Capella or Okongwu, some of those guys, that's when they're tough to guard, when you can't just focus on one guy. Because now playoffs, Miami Heat of all teams, their defense is going to be predicated on, okay, who are we going to make beat us? And right. Trey has to understand those things. And if he doesn't buy into getting other guys involved, they're going to have a rough night.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. That is your Hawks breakdown brought to you by Vince Carter. That was incredible. And I think just to tap in on the Heat before we move on to the next game, I'll piggyback an earlier comment you made about Jimmy Butler. Couldn't agree more. And what you said about seeing him up himself throughout the season is what coaching staff members and other teammates say they have seen towards the end of the regular season. Like, what I was being told from coaching staff is that Jimmy just is hitting another, like, level, and it can be shown in practice, the way he's talking to guys, his aggressiveness in attacking the rim. And mind you, like, Jimmy's not a volume shooter. He'll be the first to say, I get it where I fit in. I've never been volume. So it's hard sometimes to like identify Jimmy in the midst of 30 point scores, multiple shots a game type guys who certainly will get the flash of that. And you might miss how important Jimmy is to like all the good things happening for the Heat, whether it's probing the paint and getting an assist or getting his own buckets, and they're always timely. Like, he's great. And another reason why I agree with Coach Spo that they are very dangerous is there's a whole bunch of like, there were the teams at the top this season who were like consistently good. There were the teams at the bottom who were pretty consistently bad. And then a whole bunch of teams in the middle who could not figure out consistency and like sometimes show spurts. The Heat were one of them. Their record underachieved the expectation, but those guys are a bunch of experienced vets who have seen playoff runs, who are talented. There's people on the Heat side saying Tyler Hero has Kobe-ish mannerisms in his ability to show up in the clutch. Bam was a little banged up to end the season, but he's tried his best to step up and be more aggressive offensively. And shout out to Gabe Vincent, who has stepped up in the midst and been whatever the team needed. I just feel like if the Heat want to work hard and play disruptive defense and be serious about doing that consistently, they're always a little scary. Like,
and then I agree with everything you said. And let's just say NBA champion, Kyle Lowry, regardless of how people may feel about him and his being injured and, you know, maybe he didn't live up to the expectations regular season, playoff Kyle Lowry is damn good. And what he brings to the table, his basketball IQ, understanding the moment, like, he understands it's like live or die. Like, yes, they do have two opportunities to win one, but like, they want to win one and be done with this play-in tournament. So look for him to go out there, and he's going to play a key role. Like, they can throw multiple guys at Trey, different sizes. You know, with Kyle, you have to be careful on how you play offensively against him. Like, he used to annoy me. He's one of my very good friends. He used to annoy me because with his ability, you know, I told him, he flops. He's an actor. He can sell, but he understands those moments, and he understands, like, when he needs to take a charge, when he needs to get his hands dirty, like, whatever it may be, Kyle Lowry brings that, and he has brought that, obviously, year in, year out in Toronto, and he brings that experience regardless of however the regular season was. Like, he shows up in those moments. The same as, like, what you said about Jimmy Butler. Like, this is money time, and those guys perform on that stage, like, they get it. And so, like, you know, this is where you earn this is where you earn that next deal.
What time is it, Vince?
Money time.
It's money time. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Kyle Lowry too, because, you know, he's been dealing with some injury, and I also have to shout out, you know, like, look, this is a, you know, star player who in this season also helped coach and the team say, all right, we're going to keep Gabe Vincent in the starting position, but he's still ready to make impact however it is. Like, you know, a veteran player could be selfish, but we haven't seen that from Kyle Lowry, and he has stepped up. And actually, in the last, I just saw them recently, Coach pointed out that bringing Kyle Lowry and Kevin Love off the bench in those final games allowed him the opportunity to know what he was going to get coming off the bench. You got two champions. Coming off the bench, and that being your reinforcements, that's a win. Very dangerous.
And they'll understand the moment that they're in when they check into the game. We need more energy. We need to be solid. We need to just sustain leads. Whatever it is, you have those guys who are vets who've been around and been in those moments. Like, you know, so you can definitely lean on them. So that's a great situation. And shout out to those guys, particularly Kyle, who's been a starter his whole career, but it's not a big deal. It's about the wins and advancing more so than your pride in starting. Like, tuck your pride aside, because the bigger picture is wins. Like, you want to, at the end of the day, I say this, you complain about being a starter. What about finisher? Yep. I want to finish the game. I want to be in the game at the end. Yeah, we all want to be in the game as a starter, at guard, such, such, such. But, bro, when you sit on the bench and you can't get in the game, like, come on, man, like.
100%. All right,
what Vince, we say it is, it's money time. That's money time. The last 6 minutes of a game in the playoff is money time.
Money time. Bag. All the things. But all right, let's move along to another game. Take a quick look at it before I take before we play around with our fill in the blank segment. We're gonna end the show with a little game. But we want to tap in with the Bulls and the Raptors. And remember what I said. There were those teams at the top all season, pretty consistently good. Teams at the bottom, consistently bad. And then that mashup of teams in the middle who just couldn't figure out consistency. Boy, if there were some teams that just really personified middle teams that couldn't figure out consistency, it was the Bulls and the Raptors, because they absolutely were capable of showing flashes of success. So who has the edge in a matchup of two teams that, you know, kind of struggled with consistent identity and success and execution throughout the season?
You give the advantage to the home team when you're kind of at a parallel. I think Pascal Siakam has been balling lately. Mm-hmm. Fred VanVleet has been playing great basketball. Scottie Barnes is figuring it out and playing within himself in the offense and giving them what they need. So they have enough there to protect home. And on the flip side, you know, the Chicago Bulls with the health, injuries, guys in out of the lineup, Coby White has been playing great basketball, giving them another score. You know, we know what DeRozan, you know, is and what he can do. Like, he's reliable. Same thing with Zach LaVine. So this can go either way. I look at DeMar going back to Toronto, somewhere he's familiar in these type of moments, is always good. You know, it's always good for Chicago. But at the same time, Raptors have been pretty good at home. They've been playing good lately at home. So I can't choose. I'm not sure. I think this is going to be a very good.
You got to pick a team.
I'm going to pick the Raptors.
Oh, that makes sense for you too. I mean, come on, just go with your. like, I'm gonna go with the family.
I'll pick the Raptors. I think, you know, being at home is where you want to be in situations like this. Like you obviously you lean on your teammates, but like you lean on your crowd to kind of give you that extra life, because when you're in a 9-10 situation, you know, it's for one team you're one and done. For the other team, you have to win two games. And now your next game is on the road. So you have the advantage being at home. And that's why I'm kind of leaning towards Toronto for that reason alone. They understand we at home, we have to take advantage of this, because we either go to Atlanta, we either go to Miami next. And that's when, you know, we don't have that advantage anymore.
Right, right. And I think, too, like, one of the things that stands out about the Raptors, while the team is much younger these days and, mm-hmm. you know, has had an influx of different types of players, there's still a good veteran group that, you know, has made a long run, that has experienced, you know, what it takes to go all the way, and has seen good leadership. And they're so long and versatile, and when they're at their best, you know, defensively can be really disruptive and problemish, and that size through multiple positions is interesting. And I've really felt they're a team that, you know, has not reached the potential that they've had all season, given the talent and the development. So all you need to do is be healthy, catch that right little stick of momentum and timing in a playoff, and then all of a sudden you get that confidence and a little run. And I could see, like you said, in the Raptors at home, like, that could be interesting for that team. But let's keep it moving as we move along from the Raptors and the Bulls. Quick hitter, is there a playoff matchup, play-in or playoff, that you are really excited to see, Vince?
Out of...
ooh, everything.
I out of all the play, ooh, we. Okay, so I'll say this. I covered the Hawks, so I'm interested to see how they handle themselves against the Miami Heat. And I'm lost. I'm clueless with an outcome or result with OKC New Orleans Pelicans. Like, I don't like, you can go with Pelicans, Brandon Ingram's been balling, but you can go with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's been off the charts all year, and it's like, who can will themselves for one win to survive? So those are interesting. They're not like, because I think the Lakers are going to handle their business, so I'm not going to pick that one. Chicago, Toronto's going to be very interesting as well. So, like, I still think Toronto's going to win. I'm going to go with the Miami Heat and Atlanta Hawks playing. Yeah. And then from there, we'll see.
I think for me, for the play-in, I am excited about the OKC and Pelicans game, and mostly just for storylines. I mean, you know,
either way,
OKC is a team that, you know, this is very much ahead of the schedule that people expected for them, especially with Chet going down with injury. And I'm not sure people 100% saw the all-star that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be at this point. And just how dominant he's really been. He's one of the league's top scorers. You're talking like top, yeah. Like talking about consistently putting the buckets up, consistently making habit in the paint. They look like a team that in the future is really going to be like a given in playoffs. And then, yeah. I just want to shout out Willie Green for
yes, sir. That's my guy.
Every season, I can't imagine what it's like to have a player as talented as Zion Williamson. And this is not a flop. Don't ever talk about Zion that way. Like, it's so unfortunate what's going on with the injuries and with the body of Zion, because when he has stepped on the court, it's been historic. Like, it's been lightning in a bottle exciting. He's absolutely delivered every time he stepped on. So, it's not like you come into a season and they say, oh, Zion's out for the year. No, there's these feelings like he's going to be there. People were calling the Pelicans a favorite to win the championship at the top of the season. And now he's in and out. They have injuries to other players. And Willie still gets this team. Coach Green keeps getting this team, you know, somehow, some way, next man up mentality into a place that's competitive. So I just want to shout out Willie Green. You know, and you mentioned him as your guy as well, because everybody's dealing with injury, but there's something really unprecedented or something really that stands out about just how it's going down in New Orleans. I'm not sure if it's anyone's fault. It's just really unfortunate.
It just kind of is what it is. Yeah. I like what you're saying. And I mean, hearing you say everything you say, and I'm like, I agree. And we can sit here and say, man, if he just, you know, if Zion should just, and I'm sure they've tried everything. You know, I personally think, you know, he should continue to focus on keeping his weight down. And that, I think that would help him with injury because he's a dynamic leaper scorer, you know, I mean, you know, but when he gets above the rim, when you're playing with injury, you know, coming back from injury like you did that kept you out a long time, you kind of have to keep the weight down because it's just the pounding, compensating on the other one. That's what brings other injuries. And I'm speaking from experience, you know, so that's why I feel comfortable saying that. And not that maybe the organization have tried it. There was time that I've seen Zion on the bench. I was like, okay, my man's getting, you know, a little bigger. Just need to, you know, I think that needs to be the focus. It's nothing about his game. It's nothing about his game, but I think that has to be the way he puts the work into his game kind of has to be the way he does that to kind of keep him on the floor. Because when he's on the floor, like you said, he's lightning in a bottle. He's showtime. He's a guy, like, he's must see. And you love to see him when he's on a fast break and transition by himself because he's going to give you something. But now for us to see more of that, he has to take care of that aspect of it.
He has a very unique basketball body. And so we'll keep eyes on that and certainly hope that things turn better for Zion and himself as a human being. I know this.
Yeah, man, because we got to get him on the floor.
Yeah. And also for, you know, forget about teams. That was for hoop fans. I don't care what team you root for. Like, you want to see somebody like that have an opportunity.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's end the show with a game. We're going to play fill in the blank. For those of you watching, you can fill in the blank with us too. Vince, I'm going to give you the sentence and you fill in the blank.
You got to answer it too after me though.
I'm going to do it too.
Don't be leaving me out here by myself.
No, I'm going to play. We're not just going to leave you on an island. All right.
Appreciate it.
So, blank is the team I would least like to face in the playoffs. Blank is the team that I would least like to face in the playoffs. And we said the word playoffs, so it could be play-in or playoffs.
I can hear everybody right now. Phoenix, 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 Phoenix. Milwaukee Bucks.
Ooh, okay.
One of the teams. I'm an AC. I'm like, bruh, like, yes, we're in. But who we at? Oh, no. Like, you know, as much as we talk, and I think Phoenix is, I think the Phoenix Suns are a tough out and a very good and can go far. Some people may say the Lakers. You know, we heard Kendrick Perkins say he thinks the Lakers are going to make it out. But I just think, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, the way they've been playing and the way they were playing, dominating teams without Giannis, like without this guy. Giannis is out. Okay, cool. Middleton, he's trying to get going. Cool. Oh, guess what? This guy we don't talk about a lot. We only talk about on
Bobby defense. Portis, 22-point double-double.
Drew 50. Like, come on, bro. Like it's just, you know, and I was asked a question that I had when I was asked on the spot. I was on, I don't remember what show, but it's like, Drew Holiday is one of the best two-way players. I was like, yeah, man, there's a few out there. No, Drew Holiday might be one of the best two-way players out there, if not the best. I mean, because we always talk about his defense, but not his offense like that. And he's trending upward offensively. Like, he's gotten better. Like, he could score. Like, he could always score. Don't get me wrong, but, like, my man is getting it done. Like, we say they have a big three, but now, like, he's, like, man, that dude, he's balling, man.
He's balling. Like, you got a point guard that could lock up and give you 50. They have so much depth. That's an excellent point about, like, Giannis not there, no problem for the Bucks. All these still guys, killing.
Brooke Lopez. We didn't even talk about Brooke. Like, he might be, he's up for, yeah, up for defensive player of the year.
You got grown adults coming off the bench, veteran players, experienced, long run and playoff type players coming
Jay
off the
Crowder bench. Now, you add him late, another addition, a guy who understands the moment, like can it's knock crazy. Down a three, two-way player. Like, they have two-way players.
It's
like,
crazy.
Regardless of, you know, like.
So coming off that, the bench. Like, you have so many teams that are like, man, after our starting five, we're not sure exactly what we're going to get. Or we got young guys who the veterans are trying to show them. No, the Bucks have grown adults coming off the bench
and who know what it is.
And one thing Drew said is, we're all about the same age. We have no egos. There's no drama in our locker room. And we want all the same thing. That's what he told me recently. So I'm with you. Fair. That was it. We are not playing this game well. We got to do quick hitters.
My bad. I just wanted to give them a shout out because, like, you know, I picked the Boston Celtics to come out of the East in the beginning of the season and to be the team. And they showed it for a long time. And we didn't talk about the Golden State. Sorry. We didn't talk about the Bucks. And they were just coasting right there all year long. Then all of a sudden, oh, it's our time now. Ooh, here we are.
Guess what? I've been asking for the receipts on a few shows. Top of the season at the time when, you know, look, the Celtics are a very good team and deserve the respect that they were getting. Mm-hmm. And when the Pelicans were a very fashionable pick at the top of the season, I came in with a very boring thought at the top of the season that didn't seem to have as much momentum at the time. The Bucks are the Bucks are the Bucks yeah. are the Bucks.
Like, because we got bored with it. Like, okay, cool, the Bucks. Yeah, I said
at the top of the season, my pick is the Bucks, and had all the reasons we're giving now, but it wasn't as flashy. And I think that also goes into that conversation that Drew Holiday pointed out about Giannis's MVP candidacy. He absolutely is deserving to be a, you know, 1-2-3 candidate. But what he said is, you know, people get bored of the excellence. They have voter fatigue on him, things like that. So I do think there's an aspect of that to the Bucks. But if I were a team, I'd love you to be bored with my excellence.
That's true.
I'd love it. Great. We'll be here.
Like we were with the San Antonio Spurs for many years. Like, oh my gosh, they're boring. But guess where they're going to be? In the Western Conference Final consistently. And you got to go through them regardless.
Period. All right. So I'll give a quick answer to this. The first one, blank is the team I would least like to face in the playoffs. I filled that in with Warriors with an in-rhythm Wiggins, Andrew Wiggins. Warriors, you know, have been inconsistent on the road. They've had a number of players improve within the season because they've been thrust into different opportunities with Andrew Wiggins out. Steph is great. obviously superstar Draymond Green, I think mentally and defensively is going to help win critical moments in games. But I came into the season feeling like it might have been Andrew Wiggins' breakout. I really thought that after that playoff run to the championship, I was like, dang, Andrew really found the right fit and the right home. Here we go. What's that next step? And then whether it was a COVID illness or an injury or now family issues that kept him out for extended period, we just didn't get to see him consistently. So now
but he knows how to win in the playoffs.
So now with him coming back, and the reports are they're expecting him for game one of the playoffs. Now, it might not be in game one that he looks amazing or that the Warriors are all together, but that X factor, that makes the Warriors a team I'd least like to play in the playoffs. All right, let's move on to the next one. Boom, boom, boom. Blank is the most pivotal player to his team's success. Blank is the most pivotal player to his team's success. If you want, I can go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Just for diversity of teams and answers, I'm going to throw in Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers. Because, you know, Kawhi can change the game on both sides. There have been spurts this season when I really was like, oh, yeah, that's right, the Clippers. It's when I'm reminded Kawhi is still that guy. When he's able to, you know, go all out, control the game, especially with recent injuries, and we're not exactly sure, you know, Paul George, this and that, like, he's somebody who has won a chip, knows what it takes, understands money time and winning time, and can carry a team. I've seen it. He can carry a team. And I think if Kawhi don't and most pivotal player to his team's success, if Kawhi don't show up, then, like, Clippers don't have a chance.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Ready? Anthony Davis.
Why?
Period. Think about this. So in the beginning of the year, everybody called for Anthony Davis to take over the team, to be the go-to guy, to demand that he needs we wanted him to demand that he needs touches. We all said we needed him to get touches. When he started to get touches, look at what the Lakers became. Even when they were not very good, he stepped up. He played when he was healthy. A healthy Anthony Davis. I think he's so pivotal to the Lakers' success. You know, you have LeBron, you have him doing everything. He can do a lot of things, but they have taken off because of Anthony Davis asserting himself as go-to number one, not really stepping back to LeBron. So I think AD is that guy.
All right, we are literally getting the rap cue, so we got to move fast on this blank,
let's do it.
Blank ones. All right,
that's you get hard. Like you can't, you got to.
It's explain. Hard. No, we energetic. All right, you get to say a team's name and one sentence to support it. After the first sentence, all right. So blank is a sleeper team to keep your eye on. You start or me start?
Whoever's ready. Blank is a sleeper
blank
team.
Is a sleeper team to keep your eye on. They're in the play-in, so I get to call them a sleeper. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Heat because their record does not show really how talented they are. They got veterans and experience on that squad that can surprise some teams. So I'm going with the Heat. How about you?
I'm going to go with Golden State. And the reason I say Golden State is because of what we think of right now, their record. Anything can happen when they turn it on. Can they turn it on? Will they turn it on? What is my concern for a sleeper is their success or lack of success on the road. But they're a sleeper team now that Andrew Wiggins is back.
Boom. All right, next one. I'll go first since I have the chance to see these before you do. So blank is on upset alert. Which team is on upset alert? I'm going to go with, I know they're probably tired of hearing analysts. They can't
wait. I know what you're about to say.
Everybody's saying the Kings because everybody's saying, I don't know if that's who you was thinking about, but they looking at the Kings-Warriors matchup and thinking those are the defending champs that are adding bodies. There's a familiarity with Mike Brown. It's a bus ride to and from home and experience may weigh out. So I know the Kings are going to be, are just so annoyed with all the analysts, but piling on, but that might be the first upset. How about you?
I think Denver.
Ooh, people, y'all be hating on Denver.
Yeah, but that's another one. That's one upset alert. But I just feel like we talked about the bottom half, and they're very good. They haven't had success in the postseason. I know Coach Mike Malone. I love you, bro. Like he's one of my guys. I just, you know, we want to see it. I just think that's the team. You know,
okay.
For the Kings, let's go Kings.
I think
I want to play well.
I think the Nuggets are one of the teams with the most pressure. It's time. Everybody's healthy. Y'all don't got MVPs, all the stuff. The understanding of, oh, you weren't all together. Now it's time to show what you can do in the playoffs. All right. The next
Kings War is going to be a good series.
Which one?
Kings War is going to be a good series.
Okay. Last two, no explanations. Just say the teams and the names. Blank versus blank will meet in the NBA Finals this postseason. I'll go first. Bucks and the Suns or the Clippers?
Bucks and Suns. I'm with you.
Bucks, Suns, or Clippers?
I'll say Bucks versus Suns. That'd be a good matchup.
Okay. Moving on. Last one. Just
names. I say nothing.
Just words. All right. Blank will win the NBA championship, and blank will be the NBA Finals MVP. I'll go first.
I don't. Go ahead.
Bucks and Giannis.
I knew you would say that. And Giannis.
Bucks and Giannis. All right. What you got? Yo, I love this.
I could see these questions before. Like, yo, skip that one. Oh my gosh.
You can't skip. This is the last question. Who's your champion and who's your MVP?
Bucks and Giannis.
If you agree or disagree, let us know in the comment section. But Vince, that was very fun. Here we go. Okay.
But if the Phoenix Suns wins, Kevin Durant's gonna get it. Okay, I'm done. I said it.
And you know what's funny?
Bucks and Giannis. No.
Okay, you said Bucks and Giannis though. All right, because you can't just pick everything. Like,
you're right.
All right, cool. Vince, this was fun. Playoffs are here.
Yes. Party people, we appreciate it once again. You know, like Ron said, fill in the blanks yourself. Leave your comments. We'd love to hear it because everybody has their own opinion. Everybody is welcome to their own opinion. But you know what? The VC show is out of here. Let's go.
Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.